Good morning. Thank you all for being here this morning. I especially appreciate all the members of Missouri's healthcare community and the legislatures who took time out of their busy schedules here in the final weeks to join with us today. I know a lot of hard work was put in this bill by healthcare professionals from around our great state, including many in this room, and those efforts are coming to fruition today. I'm happy to be joined by my director of the Missouri Department of Insurance, John Huff. We'll hear from John in just a moment. I do want to recognize several legislators who are here, including Representative Tim Jones, the sponsor of House Bill 1498, Senator Jim Lemke, who handled that bill in the Senate. We also have with us Representative Jeff Grismore and Representative Wayne Cooper, also key players in getting this matter to my desk. Healthcare professionals devote their careers to improving the quality of life of their patients. But all too often, when they provide treatment to those patients and file a claim with their insurance companies, the bills go unpaid for 60, 90, 120 days or more. Anyone running a business will tell you that creates a significant disruption in cash flow and can affect the overall operations of a doctor's practice or a clinic or a hospital's business. Last September, I issued an executive order that directed the Missouri Department of Insurance to research the problem of delinquent payments from health insurers in our state. The department worked with the Missouri Hospital Association to survey large and small hospitals across our state. The 69 hospitals who responded, 70% of the hospital market of Missouri, so there's no question that the results are an accurate reflection of payments in this industry. The information in the survey was striking. Of all the claims hospitals had outstanding with health insurance companies last fall, 26% were still unpaid after 90 days. At rural hospitals, that figure was even worse, 37%. And for hospitals in southeast Missouri that responded to the survey, 53% of their claims were 90 days or more past due. At first, we wondered if this was just typical in the business world, and that perhaps every industry deals with delinquent payments on this scale. A closer look showed us this is not the case. When it comes to healthcare providers and late payments for insurers, no other industry came close. For manufacturing, 4% of outstanding bills are 90 days old or more. For agriculture, the number is 5%. For construction, it's 8%. House Bill 1498, the legislation I'm signing today, will bring much-needed clarification and strength to Missouri's prompt pay law. Part of the problem in the past has been the practice of health insurance companies to suspend pending claims. That means the claim is not accepted or denied, just suspended. Claims like this can live in a state of unpaid limbo for months or even years. All the while, patients who have paid insurance premiums continue to receive bills while the claims are suspended. The bill I'm signing today outlaws suspended claims, making them a thing of the past. From now on, insurers must either pay or reject the claims. Health insurers often tell providers they need more information about claims. Fair enough. But it's easy for an insurer to keep asking question after question and prolong the payment process indefinitely. This new law cracks down on the practice by providing a specific definition of clean claim that is on track with the federal Medicare definition, so we have a practice out there. That puts healthcare providers and insurers on the same page when it comes to the information that must be submitted for a claim to be either paid or rejected. Providers will now have the guidance they need to ensure the claims they submit are thorough and sufficient so that insurers can act on them. If a claim is incomplete, the insurance company must tell the provider exactly what information is still needed. The new law also has teeth. Insurers who don't promptly pay claims will face a penalty of 1% of the overdue amount for each day the claim is unpaid. That penalty will be paid to the healthcare provider who has that unpaid bill. It's important to note that when we talk about the problem of prompt payment, we're talking about treatment provided to patients with health insurance. These are Missourians who have a valid health insurance policy and have paid their premiums for months, years, or even decades. They are entitled to all the benefits provided for them in their insurance policies. One of those benefits, either presumed or specified in the policy, is for the insurer to pay their covered medical treatments. This has not been happening nearly enough in Missouri, but we expect dramatic improvement in this area thanks to the bill I'll soon sign. Missouri's healthcare system depends on all involved doing their part. Consumers must take an active role in their health and their medical care, providers must maintain the highest standards, and insurers must fulfill the financial promises they make to their health insurance policyholders. When any of these pieces is not in place, it is potentially compromises the quality of health care in Missouri. I'm proud that today we are taking an important step toward protecting the integrity of our health care system.